Happy Memorial Day weekend. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment here on KPHX 1480 AM live in Phoenix. I'm Joseph J. Erdo, producer and film commentator, here with Trisha.
Woo!
And behind the glass, Eric Reinert.
Great. I'm never going to get this song out of my head.
Do you know all the different, like, the different languages?
Oh, yeah. I sing in all those languages.
You do? You do? Like Swedish?
I sing the song often.
Because, you know, I bet Sebastian on our sports shows, he could sing in Spanish on the hockey show.
No, Swedish.
Swedish, sorry. I don't know. What are they doing right now?
That was
either Swedish or Spanish. I don't know.
Oh.
If you can...
I was thinking it was an Asian language.
But we all know the lyrics, and because they're going to be going around in our heads all night. They've been going through my head the last, like, 2 weeks as I've been planning this.
And that song?
Yeah.
You told me you put it together.
It's a small world.
Old.
I know.
But what's funny is that all the kids still love it. When you first take them to Disney and they go through the small world, they love that song. It's so catchy. It's perfect.
I know. And it's also perfect to start our Breakthrough Entertainment's Disney Parks show.
Woohoo!
All in honor of this weekend's release of Tomorrowland. I've seen it. Trisha's seen it. Dave has seen it. We're all going to be talking about it and reviewing it. We've got on a star from the film. We've got
George
on...
George Clooney
is on our show today. And Britt Robertson and Jedediah Goodacre, Brad Bird. We're going to have a blast. La, 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 ooh, la, la.
You know what I do like, though, is at It's a Small World, when it's the holidays, they change it over to Christmas carols, and they change the decorations.
At Disneyland.
So,
they don't do
Disneyland.
That at Disney World, though. Did you know that? They don't do that at the Magic Kingdom.
I've gone to Disney World many, many times, but I have not gone during the holidays to Florida.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's good to know.
Yes. I've done my research, and I know Greg has done his research, and we're going to be talking about the different changes over the years.
If only Greg was here, then you could do that.
Well, he'll be here soon. Dave and Greg are running late. I'm sure that they'll be here. The big finish, It's a Small World After All, created in 1964, debuted at
the World's Fair.
Yes, the New York World's Fair. And, oh yeah. Oh yeah. It is. I have been on the It's a Small World ride at Disney World. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Disneyland, but I'm sure that we'll all be talking about our experiences.
The handrails are just as dirty there.
Well, I'm sure that we'll all be talking about our various experiences throughout the show, but I have been to Disney World twice.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, I haven't been there many, many years, but I went with my mom and my aunt and my uncle and my cousin, and I absolutely loved it. And the thing I remember the most is It's a Small World.
Wow.
So vivid in my mind. And you know what? I remember the inside of it, but most of all, I remember the big clock in queue.
Mm-hmm.
I remember waiting in queue.
Yes. And you know, again, I don't know if they do this at Walt Disney World, but they create on the front of the entire building a gingerbread house over the holidays. I have pictures of it. It is phenomenal. So while you're waiting in the line, it's changing over the holidays because, of course, that's a very huge time. We went the Monday before Christmas.
Oh, wow.
With the grandkids.
And
but it was like, wow, look, that's really cool. You know, but I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love Walt Disney World.
Yes.
I do spend most of my time at Epcot Center when I go there because I love Epcot. I go to the other parks as well. But because Disneyland is so close and I go to Disneyland so often, I don't usually go to the Magic Kingdom that much there. But there are so many cool behind the scenes things that Walt Disney built into Disneyland way back and that the Imagineering Force has kept in tune with, where it's just magical things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Cheshire Cat in the Mad Hatter's shop that just appears in the mirror and goes away. Lots of fun behind the scenes stuff that's really cool at Disney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it there. And I think we have a special guest on right now. Is it Mickey Mouse?
No, this is Chuck. I used to live with Mickey Mouse on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you lived with Mickey Mouse and you...
we don't tell Minnie.
You don't? Oh, okay. Well, that's convenient. That's convenient. We, you know. And so
please
what?
Get mad.
And you enjoy is it at Pirates of the Caribbean? That's where you live?
I lived underground.
Underground?
At night when people would leave, the pirates would come alive. They made the movie after it with Bernice Stilowitz. Night at the Museum. This was Night at the Pirates of the Caribbean Disneyland.
Oh, yes, yes. Very good, very good. There's a guy with a beard in that, I think.
There is, yes. Don.
Don?
Good guy.
Don, he's a good guy.
Who's the guy that's sitting on the top with his hairy foot hanging down?
That's Wigglesworth.
I love it.
And the guy with the octopus face?
Oh, John.
John is a good guy. Yeah, I thought
that was Davy.
That's Davy Jones, Davy Jones, I thought.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
No, his real name is John. They call him Davy Jones because he was a big fan of the Monkees.
By the way, our Beach Boys show coming up in 2 weeks.
But I just wanted to say it was a pleasure living there. Walt Disney's a great guy. I knew him back in the day. And just fantastic.
What
I love that
park. What
accent
is that?
Is it a pirate accent?
It's like multiple accents.
Multiple?
Well, when you live underground in an international place like Disney.
I'm from the Russian part of Asia. The Asian part of Russia.
Very good, very good, you know.
Yeah, so a little European and Asian inside me.
What kind of food do you eat?
Everything.
Everything?
Yes, I love everything.
Us too, we
but
enjoy
usually
everything.
But usually I speak up after the place closes and I eat at the Pirates of the Caribbean restaurant. So good, so good.
Yeah, they have, what do they have there at the Pirates of the Caribbean restaurant?
Oh, it's all the Creole and French food.
Yeah, fish and stuff.
You know what's scary, though, is next door there's a mansion with dead people. It's very scary.
I know. I've been there, and, I went, across the street, and they had this horrible elevator. It didn't work.
The foyer gets really long.
Yeah. It is. I got to go. My mom's made some meatloaf today. She's visiting me at the park. So I will talk to you guys soon.
All right.
Take care.
Take care, Chuck. Say hi to Mickey. All right, excellent. That was fun. That was Chuck over at Disneyland.
Wow, and living underground with all the pirates.
Well, I don't know, they might have closed at 6 a.m. because why, Tricia? Yesterday from 6 a.m. to today at 6 a.m.
Huge.
Celebration.
Woohoo! The dazzle started yesterday, 6 a.m.
Diamond celebration, Disneyland, 60 years. And now Dave is joining us in studio in just a moment. He's preparing everything.
Change the glasses out.
Yeah, changing the glasses out.
Sunglasses on with the glasses.
Yeah. Dave, it's our Disney show.
Where's the homeless guy at the parrot?
He's not homeless.
He lives with Mickey Mouse.
He lives with Mickey. He's incognito.
He had an affair with Minnie.
Well,
Chuck?
Chuck did.
Donald Duck?
No, Chuck did.
That's interspecies breeding, man.
I thought he was alluding to something with Mickey when he said, "Don't tell Minnie." I don't know. Maybe he plays both sides of the.
We can talk like this today because, hey, Greg, we can talk like this today because they were so busy yesterday at Disneyland
that we
don't have an official guest from Disneyland, so we can talk, a little more fun.
I tell you though, Disney is. Wonderful.
It is.
It's a very fun place.
And that's why, if you are listening today, give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480. Throughout the show, the next 3 hours, give us a call. Let us know what your favorite memories are of Disneyland or Disney World, or maybe you've been to Disney Paris.
I have a good story. I went there and I got
Tokyo.
A lot of gum on my shoe.
Okay. Is that your favorite memory?
Yes.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, that's good. That's good that something like that stood out. And we'll be sharing ours throughout the show. Of course, maybe if you're driving, if you're shy, you can send us a message on Facebook. Facebook. Break Radio Show. See, because I don't have Facebook.
It's called aphasia.
I don't know what it is. What is this thing? Social media.
Or dysphagia.
You may have said face good, but if you said face cook, that would be a good idea. Social networking for all the chefs out there. Yes. Eric, you're a chef, right?
I like to pretend, yes.
Yeah, you make good soup, good salad, and good sandwiches that you do by hand.
Sandwiches. Yeah. You're not a chef if you know how to make a sandwich.
Yeah. No. You're going to learn
That's
how
too
to
much credit.
Make toast. But go, breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook site, and you can share your memories on there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Oh, of course, the first hour of our Disneyland show, Disney Parks. Very exciting, brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Go to alexandersautorepair.com. Once again, alexandersautorepair.com. And, you know, before you go to Disneyland, if you're driving there from here, it's a good place to go. Get your car checked out, get your oil changed, everything squared away.
And you know why I'd rather work for Alexander's Auto Repair than Disneyland?
Tell me.
Because Disneyland is a Mickey Mouse operation, you know? Alexander's Auto Repair, that's not Mickey Mouse operation.
Did you hear there's a rumor out there that Minnie and Mickey were having some issues? Apparently, Mickey has potentially been cheating on her with some guy named Chuck.
Yeah? Yeah. Very weird. We just learned this. This is like breaking news here on Breakthrough
Entertainment. Well, you guys knew about
this. We just
firsthand. He alluded to it. He called and he alluded to it. Except for then Dave came in and said that Chuck had an affair with Minnie. So I don't know. Maybe he was playing both sides of the track.
Minnie.
I don't know.
Ooh, Minnie's trying to...
Which track? The big
Minnie
mountain,
Mouse, Mickey Mouse.
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad?
It could be. Who knows?
We have a special guest sharing her favorite memory of Disneyland or Disney World. It's Bobby!
Ta-da! And it's a lot classier than gum on the shoe business.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Approximately 35, 40 years ago.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Damn, you are old.
Hey, sweetheart, come on. Two children and a third child who was, I think, about 22, and a gentleman who was the husband of the third child and father of the two children, were at Disneyland in Anaheim, and I was never so excited. Not only did I see the kids so excited, but I was the one who never thought she would get to be there, being a little girl born on the farm, dirt poor, blah, blah, blah. And just the joy and excitement of watching Missy and Mark, you know, with Mickey and Minnie. And they even had the beautiful doggy hotel for dogs.
Yes.
Where Ginger got to stay, so she felt very special because Ginger would always go on vacations with us.
Was the skipper there?
Was who?
The skipper.
Who's skipper?
Oh, come on.
The professor, Marianne.
Oh, no,
Mr.
no,
Howell.
No.
The millionaire.
He just heard Ginger, and he automatically thought of Gilligan.
That's a different island. That's the Swiss Mountain.
36 is what he thought of. He did not think of Gilligan's Island. All right? Gosh. Let's get real here.
That's true.
So what would you say your favorite ride was, Bobby?
It's a Small World.
Yes. Okay. I agree with you.
This is all old stuff. You know, oh God, 35, 40 years ago. That's old stuff.
Well, a lot of that stuff is still there, and later in the show we're going to talk about some changes. But
my God, I'm still here. You know.
Well, yeah. I mean,
there are miracles. Come on, there, young man.
And you know, I heard though that they had to replace the children in It's a Small World because they're all as old as Bobby now.
But they're still children. See, that's the key.
At heart.
Yes,
when
right.
you're young at heart.
When you're young at heart. I mean, you will be young at heart pushing up daisies or whatever we push up once upon a time. You know?
That was a good show, Pushing Daisy.
No, that's Pushing Miss Daisy.
No, that's a movie.
That's Driving Miss Daisy.
Pushing Daisy. Also
pushing
down the
Daisy.
Stairs, yeah.
Yeah, well, I give you the honor of pushing me at 96, so what the heck do I care?
You're 96?
No, but that's my goal.
She
transposed the numbers. You're 69.
No, almost.
Ah. Oh, man.
Hey.
You kind of sound like you're 96, though.
What do you want from me? I give you all the miracles I can over the radio.
Radio?
Rodeo.
Well, that's the rodeo. Is that where you ride the cowboys and let the horses go?
Save
right?
a horse.
That's save a horse, by God. You save them horses.
Yeah.
But Bobby, have you found anyone to ride Joseph yet?
I am looking. I told Joseph what to do. Joseph, did you do the 21-day thing? No.
You know,
Joseph, you will suffer.
I am already suffering.
You will suffer.
But, okay, here's an invitation for you. You and you, the girl of your choosing, she must be below 35.
Your age. Below sea level.
Before 35, say. There's a bar crawl next week, next Friday, in Old Town Scottsdale.
And Bobby will not be there.
I know, probably won't, but send a girl my way, inappropriate t-shirt crawl. You wear a t-shirt that is going to possibly get you kicked out of the bar.
Oh, I've got the perfect thing. It's that plastic stuff you put over your boobs for Halloween. You know, the plastic.
Yeah, I put that on too.
Saran wrap.
Oh, the latex stuff?
Yeah, the latex stuff.
That you paint
it
on?
Looks real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks real. Mm-hmm. And so
I like the idea of Saran wrap better.
But hey, you can still imagine what's underneath is real. See, you got to use your imagination here a little
but
bit.
But is this for you or for the girl that you're sending?
It might be for everybody I see.
Everybody that you see?
I might have extras. You know, you carry extras in your pocket. You men know that.
Yeah.
we carry extras in our pocket.
Extra.
I've only got one.
Latex.
Absolutely.
Got it?
Yeah, we got it.
You haven't lived until you have two, though.
Prophylactic.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, we got it. Got
all right, well.
No, stop. I am at the Disney World of Tempe, which is the Arc of Tempe, you know, for mentally dysfunctional people like me.
Yes.
I've volunteered for 13 years, and I've finally been working here part-time for the past 4 years. No, 2 years. No, I can't remember. They've been paying me.
3 years.
I don't know if I've been working. I never work anywhere I am. I always have fun wherever I am and make it work. But anyway, I invite Joseph down here, and maybe I should have some women, and Joseph can come. It's a very upscale, not a thrift, not your grandma's.
Come on, you guys can tie your duct tape yourself to a pole together.
Well, it's Joseph love. And I can duct tape, and people can throw money at us, and we can raise money for the Arc of Tempe, because every weekday, it's certain things are on sale for 50%, but on the weekends, everything is 50%, and I'm looking at a Coach shawl that I'm going to put $10 on, so today you get to buy it for $5.
Nice.
Wow. That's the right box and door to open up, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a lot of cat food.
Stop. No. Joseph.
What?
I want you down here, and I've got some good-looking college men. They're going to bring you some.
Yeah.
What?
We win the poll again.
Don't make it worse.
They are my pimps. They know the good-looking women. They are intelligent.
He's going to have to pay for it?
No, we pay for nothing. This is
Oh, it's a freebie.
Can't get better than that.
I've got friends who are attractive, both men and women. And
No. Joseph, stop it. Listen, you don't want a woman. You just want to suffer.
Okay.
You want to be a martyr.
All right. Well, that's fine.
You know why, Joseph?
Stop it. Joseph, listen to intelligence, will you?
Yeah, no, Bob, you stop.
Joseph, bring the duck.
I will
feed the duck. Bring the duck here. We will probably coordinate this at the bar crawl next Friday.
Okay, you'll be there.
I'll be there.
Hold down.
With my prophylactic boobs. And remember, tell everyone, Southern and 48th Street.
You must be
parking lot.
That will be fun, and maybe Joseph can milk them. But thank you so much,
whatever.
Bob. And one reason, Joseph, you look so young
goat milk?
Is because,
Joseph.
You know, when staying away from the women drama, you look young.
Thank you. Bobby, yes?
Goat milk or the cat milk baby cats?
From Jinxie
Kid.
Meet the Parents. Yes. All That's right. Well, thank you, Bobby.
Yes,
if you have any other,
we will meet next Friday at the bar crawl. That's when you will then make a commitment to me to come to the Arc of Tempe, 48th Street and Southern. Probably will be tons of women here because it's going out over the air that you are.
I'm your mommy.
Okay.
Okay. Well, send me a text. Send me a text, and then I will let you know where I am.
I will send you a text for the bar crawl, and then I will get you to sign the commitment letter to come in the Arc of Tempe, 48th Street and Southern, 50% off on Saturday. Aren't you an economically astute man?
All right. Thank you, Bobby. Take care.
And the women are 50% off.
I think
Saturday.
So. That's excellent. That's
well,
good deal.
You got to pay for them. That's
well.
A good
wait a minute.
Deal.
50% off free. I mean, the guys were going to bring him for free.
It's never free.
Hey, you know what? I don't know exactly how old. I mean, I know he said the 69 thing for Bobby. We don't know how old she is, but can you guess what her email password is? Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Pluto.
Split personalities?
Because she was told it had to be at least 4 characters. And, you know, I don't know if Bobby's blonde. I don't know if Bobby's blonde, but, you know, she and her friend were driving to Disneyland, and they saw a sign that said Disney left.
And
so they went home. Ah, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I like your shirt, though.
Thank you, Pirates of the Caribbean.
It says the curse
of the Black Pearl. Yes.
Panasonic.
Well, it's sponsored.
What is that?
It's sponsored.
Oh.
I'm sponsored today.
Oh.
Not that kind of sponsor.
Okay.
Not like AA sponsored.
Next Saturday you will be.
Right. Well,
I brought your 30-day chip.
Thank you very much. Can we talk about it during the break? Speaking of which, I'll bring you some more jokes, and we got George Clooney on a little bit later, and Ooh. Jedediah Goodacre, and some more surprises throughout the show.
And Dan Davis, right?
And Dan Davis. 11. And, yeah, and perhaps Chuck will call in again. But again, give us a call, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480, if you have any Disneyland or Disney World memories.
I do.
All right, and we'll share ours throughout the show, but after the break, we'll be reviewing Tomorrowland, and this is from Sleeping Beauty's Castle at Disney World and Disneyland.
Song.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Bing Crosby?
It's Jiminy Cricket.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
That was
it's actually when the Blue Fairy comes to Pinocchio.
The Blue Fairy
comes to Pinocchio.
Hey, Eric, how about the Green Fairy?
Absent?
Oh.
How about the Balboa Ferry? Ever been in California? You take your car, you put it on a boat?
That's where I grew up.
Really? You did? So you took that ferry, right?
I've been on that ferry thousands of times.
With your car?
With my car on foot.
That's pretty cool, right?
My motorcycle.
Cross the ocean with a car and a ferry.
Nice.
All right.
I have a picture
of that
hanging in my house, actually.
Oh, yes. That's a great area, though, Balboa. All right. This is 1480 AM KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.